Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Robert Cargill Jr., president of his family's oil company and local philanthropist, as he talks about the deep roots his family has here in Gregg County. Today's episode is about the East Texas oil field and its erratic patterns of production, and also their local story, which begins here in 1933.
Some of the wells that were drilled in the early 1930s on land that our family owned are still producing. Now, it produces a lot of water and a very little bit of oil, but the East Texas field is structured such that the very eastern edge is still producing, and the western edge was devoid of oil by 1940. Water moved everything to the east. And so the people who had the least oil in place under them in the beginning are still producing oil, and the people who had a lot of oil under them in 1930 ran out by 1940, because as oil is removed from the East Texas field, the woodbine sand, the water which drives the field from the west keeps pushing the oil, whatever is remaining keeps pushing it to the east. So we just happen to be on the eastern edge, very fortunately. So I guess our family didn't have to worry too much about whatever. Clara Hayes, who was my grandmother's sister, decided they'd had enough of grandma's abuse of mother and went out and got my mother. And when she was to start high school in 1928, they went out and got her and moved her to town so she could go to high school, but also to escape her abusive mother.
Yeah. She was
she was a basketball star. So she moved to town, okay? And the house was up on Fredonia Street, where it's a beauty shop place is now, just adjacent to where Henry Atkinson used to have an office. And I can't, it's 436 or something like that. Anyway, that's not far from Highway 80. And on Highway 80, just north of Fredonia Street, where Fredonia crosses Highway 80 is where the house was. And there was Richardson's grocery store there. My dad was a wholesale grocery salesman from Marshall. And he was in the store one day and he saw this good looking chick in there and got Mr. Richardson to introduce them. And they got married in November of whatever it is, 1933. And here we are. And we lived in that house until 1938, when that house had belonged to Martin and Clara Hayes. But they bought a house on Covington Drive, number 8. And so then we could move into their house. And then there was a vacant lot next to them. Martin Hayes helped finance building the house at 4 Covington Drive, which is our childhood home. And as Paula said, I went to Mrs. Denton's kindergarten for a year and a half. Everybody who was anybody went to Mrs. Denton's. Again, this is all white. And the problem with Mrs. Denton's school was that she taught us to read by getting something the size of a postage stamp and then a book and put the thing under a word, and so you would read one word at a time. And that, I haven't advanced much beyond that, and I read very slowly. But anyway, my mother decided I was going to South Ward School. And so in February of 41, she hauled me over to South Ward School and said, here we are. And I know I pitched a fit, and I squalled, and that didn't work on our mother. Squall all you want to, but this is how it's going to be. And fortunately, I'd spent a year and a half at Mrs. Denton's, and I went to what was then called the high third grade. But that was also the year that Texas went from 11 to 12 grades. And the teacher was Catherine Aiken, who just happened to be a cousin. And there was a girl who lived on Covington Drive in a rent house named Joan Wilson. And she and I were the best students in the class. And we would all have spelling bee. And Joan and I were always the last two standing, and I never beat her. I almost hated her guts because she was smarter than I was. And I never saw her again. And then in 1951, I show up at Rice as a freshman, and there she is. She's a freshman in the same class at Rice. She lived in Houston. She went to Kincaid High School. But she was, at that point, at Rice, we country boys didn't get to mix very much because my class was half from Lamar High School, where she had gone. And that's an exaggeration, but I didn't make the social scene. Didn't get invited to anything, so I didn't get to mix with Joan very much. I wanted to bring that in because of the perspective of, where you grow up with a perspective that is limited to what you saw. We just grew up thinking, okay, this is a segregated South, and that's the way it is. And sooner or later you begin to see a wider world and think, this is terrible.